Hey, everybody, it's Lisa Lampanelli, the Queen of Maine, and you know what? I got my own podcast. Yeah, does everyone have one? Pretty much, but mine's different because I'm going to help you like I help myself. Get Stuffed with Lisa Lampanelli every week is going to teach you how to have the fabulous life that I have. If you don't listen, you're just stupid and don't want to help yourself, so don't even listen. I don't even want you to. But if you do, if you disobey my orders and listen, you can go to feralaudio.com or download it from iTunes. But again, don't listen. I don't even care.
Hey, Weird Adults. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible has the best audiobook performances, the largest library, and the most exclusive content, and you'll feel something when you listen. Learn more at audible.com/weirdadults, where you can get 30 days free and one free audiobook. It's awesome, and just so you know, I'm right now reading Missoula. I think it's a must read, and it's super easy to digest if you're listening to it on Audible. I'm also highly, extremely beyond above recommending you read or listen to on Audible, So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. If you are of the now, if you are living in the time that we're living, which I hope you are if you're listening to this, if not, please seek medical attention because you are in fact dead. But if you are living, you have to read So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, and you can get it for free by going to audible.com/weirdadults. This book is such a necessary read because it's so relevant to the times we're living in, and I just think it's awesome. All right, guys, check it out, audible.com/weirdadults. Okay, you guys, hey, it's Esther, and we're doing the first podcast. It's pretty amazing. We already made it to number one on iTunes, and I'm excited. I'm ready to do this. The thing that is, it may be surprising for the people that know me already, I just feel that this is the time for me to come out and share something with you guys that you wouldn't know, you wouldn't expect. I have spent, you know, when I was in college, I studied journalism for almost 3 years, and I became a really, really big participant in the political side of the world, really. And this podcast is gonna showcase my knowledge and my thoughts and feelings and just everything I want to share with you guys that has to do with politics. And so the podcast is called A Little Truth with Little Esther. And I wanted to quote one of the greats. His name is Rush Limbaugh, and I just printed up his speech and just wanted to read this for you just to give you a taste of how I feel this morning. We don't want to tell anybody how to live. That's up to you. If you want to make the best of yourself, feel free. If you want to ruin your life, we'll stop it. But it's a waste. We look over the country as it is today. We see so much waste, human potential that's been destroyed by 50 years of a welfare state, by a failed war on poverty. Applause. We love the people of this country, and we want this to be the greatest country it can be. But we do understand, as people created and endowed by our Creator, we're all individuals. Thank you. Okay, so let's get started. Our first guest today is... Do you want to reveal yourself?
I have to say my name?
Please reveal yourself.
I'm Duncan Trussell. Reveal yourself.
Okay, we have Duncan. Duncan, go.
Hi, it's great to be here. I always knew that you were into politics, so I'm excited to be on finally a good political podcast. All these other podcasts are just, they have no direction, you know? You go into a lot of these podcasts and they're directionless.
It's talking about comedy and stand-up and career. It's like, no, it's this is bigger.
Yeah. I mean, if you've got a public audience, what are you going to do? Are you going to tell knock-knock jokes? Or are you going to talk about the real issues?
Right. The real issues. That's where I come from, you know? I want to just bring the real issues to the people, and that's you guys. And, you know, thank you for making us number one. That's you guys.
Well, it was your idea. We were talking before we started recording. You said that You're excited about the drones that are going to be deployed in the air to monitor everyone?
Definitely. The drones are one of my biggest excitements today.
You were saying that you hope that the drones will start lowering cages on top of homeless people on the street. So your whole thing about move the jail to the street.
Exactly. Yes. That's I feel like I'm behind that movement, and I feel like I am in this position now where I can move that forward and, like, you know.
Move it forward. You can't do that. You want drones to fly giant cages into the streets of America and lower them on the homeless?
Why wouldn't I?
These people are down and out. They're in a cage. They can't. What are they going to do?
But if they're in a cage, then you feel safe. If you've studied psychology in the past, animals that are in cages, they feel safer. They have a home. It almost takes the homelessness away from, you know. Yeah. If you look at it, you have to look at everything from a specific point of view that you haven't looked at things from yet.
You're totally right. I didn't even think of that. Because it's like a home with bars. And homeless people love bars. Not all homeless people. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Wow. What happened?
What do you mean?
You guys, I'm just kidding, right? I'm not doing a political podcast. I don't even know who Rush Limbaugh is.
How do you not know who Rush Limbaugh is?
I have no idea. I just don't. I made a decision when I dropped out of school that I just didn't care anymore about politics. And I know it's a phase and this is not permanent, but I just don't want to pay attention to it anymore. I don't want to. It makes me sad, and I just would rather just let everyone else talk. I know that sounds really terrible.
No, I'm serious. I'm not kidding. I think you've got a good point. What's the point of always being fixated on the news? What can anyone do? What information do you get from the news that's really going to help your life?
Right. I want to say to everyone that this is my new podcast. It's not called A Little Truth. It's called Weird Adults, I think. Actually, no, it should be called The Duncan Trussell Family Hour.
Get the fuck out of here. This is your podcast.
It's called Weird Adults. And my goal is for everyone to just, like, all my guests to talk about how they're weird adults, which I really like, being a weird adult. And I feel like if you're listening to this, you probably are a weird adult.
You know the spookiest thing my grandmother ever said to me?
What?
I feel like a 13-year-old inside.
Oh, my God.
Think about that. She said that to me when she was 80.
Wow.
She doesn't think she's an adult. She's past adult.
Right. That's interesting. Then everyone's just always, not everyone, but most people just always feel like they're a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because your soul's eternal and you're trapped in the, I don't know. According to the ancient scriptures of the world, there is an immortal soul that exists within you that never ages.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, now you know.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So this is now, maybe let's call the podcast Now You Know.
That's good. I like weird adults. I'm talking about being an adult is innately where the concept of being an adult is just beyond weird.
Yeah, and I feel like I don't know anyone that's normal, and I don't know. We're eating. What are you smoking? What is that?
This is a hash vaporizer.
Oh, am I safe while you're doing that?
Well, what do you mean? Like, am I going to freak out and start attacking you or
no,
something?
No, like, am I going to, like, ingest it in some way?
You won't pass a drug test. Anyone who gets drug tested can't walk into my house.
I have a feeling.
It ruins your... They test to see if you've been in my house.
That's a very rare test. Like, that's odd. Right?
Yeah. It would be amazing if it were true. So you think you consider yourself an adult, huh?
Well, I mean, I don't at all, actually, but I have to legally, because when you turn 18, you're an adult, although I don't know any 18-year-old that could say they're an adult. But if they say it, they're just, like, being fake. Like, I'm an adult, you know?
Ooh, that's a weird one. 18-year-olds trying to act like an adult?
Yeah.
Or anyone trying to act like an adult?
Well, I think, like, you probably don't technically feel like an adult until you're a parent. Because the only time, actually, that I ever feel like I'm an adult is when I'm babysitting. And, like, I babysit an 8-year-old here and there. And I have, like, I'll tell him, okay, we have to do this. And then he'll say no. And my inclination is always to be like, oh, okay. But then I have to tell myself, oh, wait, no, I'm the adult here. I have to say, no, we're doing what I say. And that's really the only time I ever feel like I have some, you know,
adult juice. Delicious.
Is it?
Can I take a glass of adult juice, please?
What would it be?
Just
alcohol.
No, it would be a combination of
tomato juice.
It would be blood.
No.
Probably. I mean, what? If you squeeze out of an adult, the adult's going to produce like blood, bile, bits of bone fragment.
Oh my God. You always go to weird, dirty places. That's not dirty, but it's like gross. That's like, I would never say the word bile in a random day. Like, you know, I would never just.
I don't think I said bile.
Yeah, you did.
Did I say bile? Can we get a playback on that?
No. Justin is just bright. He's looking like.
I didn't say bile.
Yeah, you did.
That's where it gets weird. I didn't say bile. So now
what
we're
did you
a,
say?
I said fucking... I said blood and bone fragments. And you're,
no, you said something. No, you
see, you said, I didn't say bile.
The listener's playing it back now and knows that I'm right.
I don't think I said bile.
I know.
I love the word. Don't get me wrong. I use it as many times a day as I can. I love it. Bile.
Stop it.
Bile.
Take it back.
I'm going to name my first child Bile.
Take it.
Bile Trussell. Get in here, Bile. A great name for a henchman. If I ever have a henchman, I'm naming him Bile.
A henchman?
Yeah, like a little henchman. A henchman.
Like a sidekick?
Not a sidekick. A henchman is way different than a sidekick. A sidekick's your pal who, like, has got your back.
Yeah, and does stuff for you.
A henchman is more like your slave, like this kind of drooling imbecile that, like, puts the saddle on the pony or whatever.
I view sidekick the same way you view henchman, for sure.
Really?
Slave. Yeah, sidekick is like a slave.
No, sidekick's like your sweet pal you go around with. It's not a slave. I mean, sidekick is a little, I suppose it's an inferior title.
Yeah. Well, I feel like if I had a sidekick, I could be like, hey, I need my dry cleaning, and then the sidekick would...
This is why you don't have a sidekick. See, you don't have a sidekick because of that. Like, a sidekick is somebody where you're like, hey, man, let's go, you know, I don't know. Let's drive out to Mexico or something.
Oh, yeah. I don't have a sidekick.
A henchman is someone where you're like, hey, can you go down to the cemetery and dig up a baby skull for me?
Is the female, you say henchwoman? Or do you still say henchmaness? What do you say if it's a girl?
There's no such thing as a henchwoman.
No?
I mean, it's not. It's misogynistic. But as far as I know, I've never heard of a henchwoman.
I guess I would be fine with a male henchman.
It's like a guy. A henchman is like, you know, gets in trouble. Like, if you're a.
Oh.
Henchman is like hard to control and gets in, like, does stuff that you want them to do, but they get in trouble.
Yeah, they're tough and they're stupid and, like, confused.
They'll rape.
Right.
And you know.
They'll rape when you didn't necessarily want them to rape.
But right.
It just kind of came up and they did it.
Because you've got, like, chances are you have a. Area in your tower filled with virgins.
Yes.
And the henchman, one of your problems is he'll go in and rape one of them, and now they're useless for the blood sacrifice. And so you have to flog the henchman.
This is a common problem, yes.
It's one of the biggest problems that sorcerers have is their henchmen won't stop raping their virgins. There's services for it, but... It's like the dog collar that you put on dogs.
Ah, yes.
But you put it on their henchman cocks, which are disgusting.
I'm a sorceress, though. I do go by sorceress.
Sorceress is cool.
Right. Henchwoman, I see, is not cool, but...
No. Even if the thing is, a henchman could be a woman. You don't know. A henchman could be anything. It's just this. It could be androgynous. Probably they've burnt off their genitals a long time ago by humping a stove or putting their cock in a fire.
I don't...
Crazy.
I'll be honest. I don't want a henchman that's capable of rape. That I don't want.
Well, then you don't want a henchman.
Well,
if a henchman doesn't rape, then it's a sidekick. Sidekicks are henchmen that don't rape.
That's what I said in the first.
You're right. You're right.
You're so weird. You had a tweet that I was dying so hard that you tweeted at Nick Yusuf. You're like, let bats into the car, and if they eat them, they're witches or something.
Yeah, because some women had like parked poorly, and then Yusuf was contemplating what to do. I'm fascinated by the something that I love to think about is that it wasn't that long ago that people really believed in witches to the point where they wrote books about how to test to see if someone's a witch.
Yeah.
With the most idiotic tests.
Like what?
Like if you push them underwater for 5 minutes and they drowned, they weren't a witch. You know what I mean? It's like bad.
That's incredible.
It's the only way that you are a witch is if you don't die. And then if you, and then they have to kill you because you're a witch.
That's incredible. So yeah. If they think you're a witch, you will die for sure.
Pretty sure. Yeah. You're it's over. The moment right. They come and take you to the witch trials, you're screwed pretty
much.
That would
much. Be cool though. Like if there's, like, is there some modern day equivalent to thinking someone's a witch? Is it just like being, I feel like being on a reality show is like a modern day equivalent.
Of being like detested or something?
Yeah,
or?
Like what? Like Kim Kardashian would be like the witch head.
She's witchy, I guess. Yeah, she has managed to steal focus. Like she's like really good at grabbing people's attention.
Yeah.
And that witches are really good at that.
Right, witches I feel like are mystical and can really, you know. Can there be male witches?
Warlocks.
Oh, really? That's what those are?
Or male witches. It just sounds weird. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like somebody like at a Renaissance fair trying to pick up on someone.
Yeah.
I'm a male witch. Or it's like, oh, you know what? It's the witches who deliver mail. It could be just like the mailmen of witches. Male witches. They're like sorcerers of mail. They can manifest stamps.
Oh, man. Witches are cool. I like witches.
You know what's fun? Getting together with friends. You know what's not fun? Organizing and planning the get-together. Funster takes the headache out of party hosting and planning. Hosting with Funster is easy, simple, and fun, and most popular Funster events are dinner parties, potlucks, watching games with friends, birthdays, house parties, and movie nights. It's super easy to create an event, use a date, time, location, and invites go out through an app and are sent in a text message, and you can RSVP with or without the app, chat, share photos through the app, create a BYOB registry list, and have your guests pick items and split the costs. Host people you love more often. Download Funster at the App Store or from Google Play and plan your next party with ease today.
Tell me about your show last night. Do you not want to?
No. I mean, it was great. It was a great show. Hollywood Forever Cemetery. We had Sarah Silverman, Tim Heidecker, Pete Holmes, Zach Galifianakis.
It's a pretty ridiculous lineup. That's like, yeah.
It was incredible. It was really like kind of surreal. It's hard for me to be around those people though. Like when I get around Sarah Silverman or when I get around Galifianakis or even Heidecker a little bit, I get nervous. Yeah. And it makes me like, they're like too funny.
Yeah.
They're so like mute. They're like Zach Galifianakis is like mutated into the funniest thing I've ever encountered. So it's like, I get it, like, makes me feel, it's kind of, you think that you're learning to climb rocks or something, and then you hang out with someone who just like shoots up a mountain in like 5 seconds, or you think you're a rock climber and then you meet someone who can fly,
right?
You know, where like their powers exceed you exponentially, so that you're like, well, you've clearly your brain has developed different than my brain has.
Yeah, I totally know what you mean. I mean, it's funny too, because like to me that's how I feel about you, is like you're so funny, I'm always laughing, and then like, so I'm like, I can't be funny, but that's,
you're
like,
hilarious.
No, I'm like a weird, I'm just, you know.
What do you mean? You're not just a, you know. Don't say you're just a, you know. Nobody wants to be just a, you know. You're more than a, you know.
Oh my God, my face is in the floor.
Well, you're not supposed to compare yourself. General rule
you're
of life.
You're not, like, but you just did it.
I know. That's why you suffer. That's why it like fucks with your head.
Are you a, you know? I'm just kidding. No,
I'm not a, you know. Okay. I was about to make an awful Uno joke.
Oh God. Did you you said that chocolate makes you feel like you're loved
or in love?
In love.
Well, no, they say, you know, that the chocolate manufacturers, chocolate farmers, it's like you read it here and there, it comes up in the news, it apparently releases some kind of endorphin when you eat it that makes you feel the same thing that you feel when you're in love.
Yeah, I guess that to me, that, like, I don't think it could be the same thing, but I think that probably is true, because every woman loves chocolate, and women love love, so that's my scientific backing of that.
That's perfectly valid.
Yeah.
That would pass any scientific council.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's what the chocolate lobbyists said or whatever to get that idea.
Chocolate lobbyists? Are there such things?
Oh my God, they're brutal.
Really? I would love that kind of work.
That's being like, a chocolate lobbyist?
Yeah, it's something I believe in. And I mean, that's one topic that I get. Like, I couldn't be a tobacco lobbyist because I don't know anything about tobacco. I couldn't be a lobbyist. And lobbyists are like tough and good. You know, they have to be charismatic.
Yeah.
I feel like I bring that.
I think that you could be the ultimate chocolate lobbyist. And I would love to see you in D.C. Yeah. Fighting for the rights of chocolate farmers, because they are getting every day gets harder and harder on chocolate farmers.
I could see that. I could really get into that and make that like a lifestyle choice for me in D.C., you know, just like
a D.C. chocolate lobbyist.
Yeah, because there's no, I guess I couldn't do it in L.A. I couldn't stay out of here and do it.
You got to go to D.C.
Wow.
Well, do you like chocolate or not?
I do.
Do you believe in chocolate or not?
That's the thing, is I do believe it. I could
then
get behind it.
You gotta go to D.C. You can't stay in L.A. You were born to defend chocolate, just like your father. The son of a chocolate lobbyist.
Oh, God.
You're not a musician. You gotta fight to keep chocolate legal.
Yeah, I would. No, I wouldn't. I'm not that gross, but I mean, maybe.
You just love chocolate.
I do. No, I don't. That's okay.
Do you eat chocolate in bed?
No, I don't eat chocolate in bed, but I'll eat like a meal in bed.
You eat food in bed? Which is even worse.
Well, I don't. I used to, but now that I have my new roommate, she like set up a kitchen area that I didn't set up before.
A kitchen area? What do you
mean?
Yeah,
like a table and chairs and placemats and stuff, napkins.
So before that, you were... And you were eating in bed?
No, I mean, I guess so, yeah.
What's the... It's either you are or you're not.
Yes, I was.
Nothing wrong with it. Breakfast in bed, one of the classic treats.
Yes, that's the thing that I talk about frequently with friends.
It's an oft used visual in movies because it means people are really in love.
Right.
You know what I mean? I made you breakfast in bed, honey.
Yeah. To me, it's like when I'm working out, like when I'm in like a workout lifestyle mode, which is like, you know, maybe I'm spending 2 months where I work out every day. I'll like wake up and then I have like these bars that I eat and then I'll eat that like to get me out of bed because I don't like waking up early.
So you keep the bars by your bed?
When I'm in this mode, I'll have a box of bars like nearby. I take one. I eat it while I'm in bed and that's what wakes me up, which is, I've heard is... People think that's gross.
Who?
My judgmental friends.
Who?
I don't know.
What's their name? Give me the initials.
You want to know them.
Give me the initials.
No, I'm not going to.
How dare they?
I'm not doing dare, it.
You could eat bars from in bed? How can someone tell you can't eat breakfast bars in bed? If you want to fucking eat bars in bed, eat bars in bed.
Thank you.
How do your friends want you to eat the goddamn breakfast bars?
I don't know.
You sons of bitches out there. Hey, these judgmental friends here. Why don't you guys just write out a list of everything we're supposed to do to make you feel better?
Yeah, that's a good call. Have them do that.
Yeah. What's right
then
and wrong?
What? Now
all your
what?
Dumb rules, you old dopes.
Yeah.
Leave I had me a tag alone. On my shirt yesterday.
Yeah.
I bought a shirt and I forgot the tag was
Where'd
on.
Where'd you buy it?
American Apparel.
Oh.
It's a cool shirt. I bought, there's a tag on it. Okay, there's a tag. I was excited. I have a new shirt. I get excited when I have a new shirt.
Same.
So I'm wearing the new shirt. Come I don't on. Have the tags on it. Someone sees me with a tag on my shirt. They're like, hey, you left your tag on your shirt. You left your tag on your shirt. You left a tag on your shirt. It's like, and I said to him, do you really think it's that funny? That I left a fucking tag on my shirt, man? How funny is that?
She's like, oh, God, I'm so embarrassed. Like, just been...
That, it's like, yeah, I'm embarrassed for what? I left a fucking dumb tag on my shirt. What does that even mean?
Yeah.
Why is there some societal implication? If you leave a tag on your shirt and someone sees it, they're like, hey, I don't want to... Listen, come here. You left your tag on your shirt.
Yeah, because it's like a mistake or whatever. Like, sometimes, like, if I get... It's like there's so many things like that. Like if there's like a deodorant stain on your shirt and someone's like, oh, girls are really, you have to, and I'm like, who cares? I don't care.
You got a deodorant stain on your shirt. You use deodorant.
I think that the secret to life has just been uncovered and it's Don't be embarrassed. If you're not embarrassed by that, then that doesn't matter. Nothing matters if you're not embarrassed by stuff.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I mean, when you're just pure and true and have become a pure expression of the universe and do whatever you want to do, then life becomes paradise. And then these tag watchers and deodorant fucking judgers, they can suck your dick.
Or what do you think of these people? They'll notice a split end in your hair.
Oh.
And then they tell you need to get a haircut.
Who is this? You have bad friends.
These women, the random women.
Oh, you got a split end. Are you serious? That's something they notice?
Yeah, and my mom does it too. I'm very anti-haircuts. I think they're boring, so I try not to get them. And so then I have split ends sometimes, which I don't think is of anything of that. I think that that's cool.
I don't even know what a split end looks like.
I could show you. Oh, I gave in and someone paid for my haircut, so I just did it.
Who paid for your haircut?
A friend of mine that was really grossed out.
Guys, we got to get donations coming in for Lil Esther. Are you fucking kidding me? Your cunty friend is like, I'm going to buy you a cut to fix those ends. I can't concentrate on my mademoiselle.
Is that a magazine?
It was probably a long time ago.
Mademoiselle.
I don't know if it still exists.
Jeez.
I think my mom used to read it. Oh, you got split ends and oh my God, did you see little Esther today? She had split ends and I saw a deodorant mark on her body. I'm tired of these fucking assholes, man.
I know, judgers.
This is why I don't go out.
Yeah, that's, you can't, you just got to stay home.
I just don't go out. I'm not interested. The moment you go out, you've got, inevitably, someone's going to spot some ridiculous, you wore that shirt yesterday.
Oh, well, I do that. I wear the same clothes all the time, so I get that a lot.
You wore that yesterday, huh? The fucking detectives. It's like, yeah. Yes, fashion. I wore it fucking yesterday. Or are you trying to like impress me with your memory? You know?
No, they're trying to make you feel bad.
That's right.
And that's not nice. I wear the same clothes all the time, back to back, daily. And I really want to be able to do it. But sometimes I feel a little weird about it because people will notice. And that's sad.
Well, no, I mean, no, they're the sad ones. I mean, that's the problem. It's if you wear a shirt 2 days in a row, it's 9 million times less offensive than if you're someone who's like, did you wear that shirt yesterday? That's the gross thing, is the asshole. The disgusting thing is the shitty personality who's trying to make people around them feel bad, not the clothes.
Yeah, you're right. You sound like a really, like if I was a kid and I came home from school and that happened, like you have a good speech going ready.
Yes.
For like if this happens to like a kid that you have.
This is for all those kids listening to your podcast.
Yeah, and I do have a very strong kid fan base.
I saw that.
Ages like, 11 to 14. Yes.
They love you.
Yes.
And they should.
Thank you.
You're going to be the Lady Gaga of comedians.
That's so, thank you.
You are.
That's a little bit.
You think that's too much?
That's a lot.
Why? You got to go for it. Why not?
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Lady Gaga. You can Lady Gaga. Be Lady Gaga. Wear fucking inner tubes and fucking blimp out your hair. You got to go nuts.
Don't you not like Lady Gaga?
I hate her.
I don't. Why?
I don't hate her. You know what? I don't appreciate something she said to me once.
What?
I used to... This is a dumb thing. A lot of people don't know this, but me and her had a thing for like 3 weeks and she hurt
me. Wait a second.
Really
did
bad.
She write Judas about you?
Can we cut?
Okay, we're here. It's me. It's just me now.
Oh, it's so intimate between us. I want to say thank you for listening. I'm so happy you're listening. It makes me feel very special inside and fills a lot of voids that I have. Thank you. I wanted to let you know there's some business we have to talk about. And the first things first, subscribe on iTunes. Obviously, why not? It makes things so much easier for me and for you, and I love that. And then also, I'm supposed to tell you to leave a review, because if you review my podcast, it's going to make it more popular somehow mathematically, and then it's going to be awesome and we're going to get to do more, and I don't know, some bullshit. Anyway, donate.
donate and then donate more. I mean, don't donate if you can't, but if you can, like, why wouldn't you donate? Because we're all friends and that's just what we do to each other. We donate, I guess. You can donate at feralaudio.com. That's, if you can't understand, it's feralaudio.com. Or you can go to weirdadults.com. And if you go to feralaudio.com, just click on the Weird Adults Show link. And if you can't donate, then tweet about us. Tweet or Facebook or whatever it is that you do. Spread the word. I mean, don't spread the word if you're going to do it weird, but like if you're going to do it cool, then do it. Or just do it dorky. That's fine. We also have Amazon.com affiliate links, whatever that those big words mean. I dropped out of college 2.5 years in, so don't ask me. But I do know that if you click on an Amazon link on feralaudio.com or weirdadults.com, you will buy something through that link, and then I think they give like something, a really tiny percent to us. So it's like, if you're gonna buy something on Amazon, just do it through us. It's not gonna cost you more if you do it that way, but if you do, we'll get more money. It's really just more important that you donate, though. Like, don't just buy something, like, just donate, okay? Duh. No. So yeah, that's it. This is weird. Let's get back to the episode.
So
anyway, as I was saying about this drink that I'm drinking, Pellegrino, I love it. It's my favorite, and it's very Gaga. Oh my god, I didn't mean to bring it up.
That's dumb.
I'm sorry.
But this is the same. I mean, why?
No. Okay. What's? I'm sorry. You're making that look, and I don't want to.
It's just a long time ago. Okay. She's fine. I think she's fine.
Yeah.
I'm happy for her success. I'm happy that she's doing great, and I think it's great. I think she's awesome.
No, yeah, and I'm a big fan, you know.
You love her. A lot of people are into her, and I get it. So, yay.
Do you have any of her albums? I'm just curious. I'm just curious. Like, have you ever purchased an album, or does she send them to you, or
send them to me?
Yeah, I don't.
That bitch doesn't know how to fucking write. You think she knows how to write? She writes like a 3-year-old using a chicken claw with a crayon in it to write. That's what her handwriting looks like.
This is getting personal. I don't.
No, it's not personal. Everyone knows that.
I really like Gaga, and I don't.
Great. She's great. She's fine. Great. Totally great. Totally deserves everything she got. I'm so fucking happy that she's got a bunch of albums out, and I'm so happy that she's blah, 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 and everyone loves her, and everywhere she goes, everyone loves her, and little fucking monsters and all the thing. I'm glad she's fucking doing great. Lady Gaga. Yay. Good for her.
The Grammys were good. Okay, I'm done.
Was she in the Grammys?
Last, she did a thing with Elton John. You didn't see it? It was huge.
She knows a lot about Grammys. Grams of cocaine.
Stop. Come on.
She's fine. She's fine. Fine, 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 fine. Seriously, I sound bitter. I'm totally happy for her. I swear to God, I'm totally happy for her. I don't mean to sound weird or bitter or whatever. I'm
No, you don't. You sound totally cool with it. I trust you.
When we were friends, it was a different, you know, Gaga, you know?
Yeah. Did you call her Gaga or Stephanie? What did you call her?
What do you think?
Stephanie?
Yeah.
So.
But you know what my nickname for her was?
What?
Gaga.
Oh, God. Okay. You know what? Let's just change the subject.
I named her.
Should we cut
again? I named her. That came from fucking me. I named her. I gave her her name.
We need to cut. He's getting. Just calm him down. Easter is one of my favorite holidays. I remember Easter baskets. Did you have Easter baskets?
Yeah. I did.
I
thought everyone pretty much did that.
Well, I guess Jewish families don't.
Oh, yeah. But no, I mean, I think Jewish families celebrate eggs. Don't they?
I guess. I mean, no, I don't know. I don't know because my mom is Christian, so she always made Easter baskets. We're talking about this because we're recording this on Good Friday. I don't know when it's going to be released, but I don't want to keep it a secret when we record stuff. Because then if I'm listening, then, then I would like to think, like, where was I? Like, the listeners now are like, where was I on Good Friday? And now they could think of that and then put themselves in this position.
It connects them to you.
Right.
I like saying what day it is and what
yes.
the sky looks like and reporting in on the weather.
Yeah.
Beautiful day today. Blue skies.
True.
And a wonderful day.
Yeah.
And a wonderful podcast. Day.
Yes.
It's just totally fucking cool, man.
Yes. Everything's
so fun to
cool.
be here.
Yeah. You're cool, right?
Yeah, I'm totally cool. I just didn't expect some kind of Marin-style fucking digging into my past bullshit. I thought this was going to be fun, and then you're suddenly like doing this ambush-style thing about something that happened a long time ago that
Duncan.
I prefer not to talk about. And now it's like, do I say...
Stop, please,
now
Duncan.
You're putting me in a position where I have to say, oh, delete it or don't delete it.
Please
because
stop.
The last thing I fucking want is everyone on the goddamn internet... to know I had a mild affair with fucking Lady
Stop, Gaga. Please. Can you just stop? Like, honestly, this is not what I wanted this to be. I'm sorry. Everyone, it's like, if it's so fascinating to people, they want to know. Why not let
Nobody
them
wants
know?
To know that. No one cares about that. No one
yes,
would even be
do.
Mildly interested in the fact that I had a 4-week affair with Lady Gaga. That wouldn't, no one fucking cares about that bullshit. Some dumb shit that happened in fucking Hawaii when I was recovering from tuberculosis. Fuck that.
Whatever. I mean,
let's last just... thing I want to do is tell the whole internet about being in fucking Hawaii, just getting over a really serious sickness, meeting someone who seemed to be a really nice musician type person, having one of the most intense, passionate experiences of my fucking life, and then that person just, oh, you never even existed to me.
Man, I'm sorry. But it's cool.
I'm gonna make some albums and ignore you.
But it's cool, you know? Like, you were at least a part of something, you know? I mean...
She was a part of something.
You're right.
She
you're
was
right.
a part of something.
You're so right about that. I love your attitude mm-hmm. about this right now. See, we're working through it. Talk therapy. You're doing good. You're gonna get through this. Are we still on?
You just... You're there, you know?
Yeah.
There's the sunset. There's the Chardonnay.
Right.
Dolphins in the waves. Beautiful boats. See their outlines against the setting sun. And next to you is the most beautiful woman you have ever seen. And she's wearing a ham hat. And you love her so much. And you come up with a nickname. Because the smell of the ham... This makes you want to gag, and you're like, Gaga, you're my little Gaga. Cut to, what, 2 years later? 3 years later, suddenly, you know, no mention of where the name, nothing. I don't care. You know what? I really don't care. This is stupid. I'm sorry. Forget
it. It's better to have loved than lost, or what is it? Loved at all?
It's better, what?
What is, how does that go?
It's better to have lost...
Lost love than to love that.
It's better to have lost love than to have ever felt love.
Yes, exactly. And if you just feel that, then just let that guide you.
You're right. No, it was a good. You know, it's cool. You know, that's just part of. That's part of Hawaii. You know, like I think 80% of people who go to Hawaii have an affair with Lady Gaga, and I'm the. And it's hard to. You know, whatever. It's just a moment in time. It's gone.
Yeah.
On.
I would let's get back to that chocolate lobbying thing we were talking about. Let's do that. Can we? Let's just, you know, let's call it a draw or whatever they say in Hawaii. Do you like chocolate? Do
yeah.
you like chocolate?
I do.
I'm surprised that you do because you're looking really skinny these days.
Whenever anyone says you're looking really skinny, they're also saying you used to be fat.
I wanted to say that because I saw you.
I did used to be fat.
No.
I still am a little bit.
No.
I'm working on it, though.
No, because I saw you the other day, and I said
fat.
To you that you look skinny, and then you were like, well, and it made me realize that you were not fat, but you're it's.
I was fat.
Skinnier. No, you weren't.
I wasn't exercising, and I was eating donuts at night.
Were you really?
I was eating like a fucking pig.
We should have been eating donuts together.
You like donuts?
I mean, they're not my
I can't go
one.
There anymore now, but I was
yeah.
like...
Where did you go for donuts?
I lied about the donuts, to be honest, Esther. It just came out. It's like a pastry. The first pastry. But I was eating like...
so embarrassing.
Oh, look, I didn't know I was with a goddamn ambush journalist. I feel like I'm with fucking Bill O'Reilly or everything I say I get grilled on. Where'd I get my donut? Where you get your donuts?
Yeah.
Why don't you just hook a lie detector up to people when you do this podcast? That's an awesome podcast. Idea. Yeah. No, I just wasn't watching what I was eating, so I would eat bread.
Oh God! What a filthy pig! What a filthy monster pig! That's just disturbing. God damn, Duncan.
Can't eat it. Can't eat that shit. Bread.
What if it's gluten free? I guess there's no point. If you can do it without, you're fine.
What's the point of a bread?
Well, it just tastes good and feels love. It feels love.
You like eating bread because you think it feels love.
It makes you feel loved.
Well, yes, it does fill the hole.
Well, I mean, I read this the other day that, because I was, what was I reading about? Not self-sabotage, but
Were you reading Bread Weekly?
No.
Do you have a subscription to Bread Geographic?
No, but it sounds like you do.
I used to bread was my obsession.
Bread was up.
I would read about bread. I would sleep bread. I slept on bread. I had a giant loaf of bread that was my mattress.
I think there's a Simpsons joke where he's like, go to bread. Like, she says go to bed and then he goes to bread.
I love bread humor.
Yeah.
I used to have books, volumes of bread jokes.
Oh, jeez, oh my.
And also bread puns.
Bread
puns. I love that people call money bread. Hey, man, you got any bread? But he means money, not bread. That's a funny thing you can do, because if someone, says, hey, can I borrow some bread? If you were me, you'd go into your pantry and get a loaf of bread and be like, here you go, man.
Now, did you have, just when you were back, when you were still eating bread in this darker time of your life, did you have loaves and loaves of bread in your pantry?
Everything.
Like, what were
everywhere.
Your, what
bread,
were your staples?
Bread, bread.
Like, were you into, like, sourdough? Were you into, like, a wheat-based,
yeast. When it got really bad, it just turned into yeast.
Jeez.
I just wanted yeast of all types. Yeast. Any kind of yeast.
That's
any kind of yeast.
Wow. That's just
any kind. If you know what I mean.
I'm glad you're better now. Right? You're better now.
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, now that you're not so fat anymore.
I was a pig. How can you not be fat
if you're going to call yourself a pig, I'm a
you're
pig.
You're not a pig. No. You're fucking hot. What are you talking about?
No. I'm fat for...
You're a sex symbol. You are. In a weird way, you are. Everyone has crushes on everyone.
No, that's just... Thank you. That's kind of you to say. And that'll make me feel better tonight. But thank you. You're a sex symbol.
Oh, yeah. I totally am. I'm like the goddamn Brad Pitt of comedy. I'm such a fucking sex symbol. That's what people think when they look at me. They don't think that's a chubby weasel guy. They're
I'm
like, look at that.
Chubby hamster.
You're not a hamster.
I'm a total hamster. Totally for sure.
You think you're a hamster?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you not think?
Well, now that you're saying it, I mean, it's like, what are you going to say? See, this is the problem with language. We weave the world through our words. Don't you know that? When you say things, you turn into the thing.
I give up.
Don't you know the fucking Gnostic gods?
I have to walk away.
You don't know the book of John?
Wait, what did you just say? When you say the thing, then you become it? Is that what you just said?
Yeah. You weave the world with words, Esther. The book of John. I know you're familiar with that. You know the synoptic gospels, and then there's the book of John. The Gnostic book that made it in. In the beginning was the word. In the beginning was the word.
Oh.
Do you know what that fucking means? Do you? Esther, do you know what that means? It means that the universe started as language. All humans are is an expression of the infinite language. Do you not listen to Morrissey? Nature is a language. Can't you read?
I know one of his songs. I do.
What song?
Is it called, like, It's a Wonderful World or something?
How does it go?
Da, 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 da. It's a wonderful world. That's not how it goes.
I think that's exactly how it goes.
I can't remember. I'll have to look it up.
Let's look it up.
Oh, yeah, you'll do it on Spotify.
Yep.
Spotify sponsoring the Little Esther show.
You're getting, like, they're giving you like 50 grand for this, right?
Yes. This one episode, I will make 50 grand. From
Jesus.
Spotify.
That's so much money.
It's not when you think about how much you have to spend, though, you know? You know, just think about everyday
expenses.
Well,
these podcasts are expensive. That's why there's all these podcast networks.
Right.
Because they're so hard to do a podcast that you need an entire company to help people with these things.
It's true. And especially since I'm a woman, you know?
Yeah.
It's way harder.
As a woman, if you touch electronics, you break out in blisters, right?
It's true.
That sucks.
It is. It does. It gets, like, that's why I have this shield over my iPhone so that I can use it without actually touching it. And then, you know, my hands stay good. But if the shield were to break, my hand would sizzle. And you could see right here, there's some blistering.
Jesus, that looks terrible. Yeah, ow!
That's what happens.
What did you touch?
I was putting my phone into a holder, and the holder was plugged in.
Yes.
I don't even know what I would call
it. You have a holder for your phone?
I do. I know the technical term because I'm a woman, but it's a holder. Right, it's a holder machine.
If you say a technical term, you vomit, right?
What's the effect? I keep working on it. If you say it...
As a woman?
Yes. You will vomit, but if you practice, you know, if you use certain mind tricks, like, you know how when sometimes you say a thing, but you're thinking another thing?
Yes.
If you do that, then you're safe.
Say antenna.
Let me think. I'm going to think about the color blue while I say it.
Okay.
Antenna. See, I did it.
Wow. It's really... But you look like you seem like you're about to gag a little bit.
Well, you know, I mean, it takes
say
time.
Say circuit board.
Okay, I'm going to think about chocolate sauce. Circuit board.
Wow.
See? It's very, yeah. It's a skill that you learn.
That's crazy. I know, so many women I know, they just are always puking. Like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I want to be respectable, you know? Like, I want to be able to hold my own in this man's world of
man's
electronics.
World. It's a man's world.
Yeah. So, I just, you know, I stay focused, and I feel like I can do anything. One day, I'll be able to, who knows, you know, turn volume up on my stereo in the car.
Well... Aim high.
Thank you.
If you, as they say, shoot above your target.
Right. Do they say that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Something like when you're, if you aim high, then...
Aim high, then you'll shoot...
Sort of land in an okay place.
Right. Oh, that's cool. I'll do that. Now I'm going to take that on. Thank you.
Hey, Weird Adults. Today's episode is brought to you by... Literally the greatest invention of all time, and I'm so excited and have so much passion for this that I'm gonna ruin it. Blue Apron is amazing, and I'm just gonna tell you some facts, and then I'm gonna speak from the heart. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Blue Apron can be delivered to 99% of the continental U.S. and 99.5% of food deserts. Because Blue Apron ships the exact amount of each ingredient required for the recipe, there's no food waste, okay? Well, they're reducing food waste at the very least. It's awesome. Cooking together with your family or your friends is like such a fun activity. It builds a strong family bond, and research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly 3 times more often. I can tell you I'm proof of that. So for less than $10 per person per meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. I'm telling you, it's so much more affordable than takeout. It's so much fresher. It's better for you. And the ingredients... Like, it's so nice cooking with having everything right there. And I'm so bad at cooking. I'm so lazy. And this just makes it so easy and fun. Each meal comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card and pre-portioned ingredients. And it can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. So if you come home from work and you're starving, you know that within 40 minutes, you're going to have a fresh meal. Recipes are never repeated within a year, so you don't get bored. What did I try? I had sweet potato quesadillas with an arugula side salad. And I had the Korean rice cakes, and then tomorrow night I'm gonna make this like stromboli. I don't even know what that is, but it looks so good. I can't tell you how much fun this is. I started a new job this week, and I come home and I'm making my own meal, and I'm someone that like has spent so many hours like, when am I gonna order takeout, or what frozen dinner am I gonna make myself? And Blue Apron is just so much more fun. It's fresh food, and you really feel like a sense of accomplishment from making your own meal. It's like,
I know that I'm getting all excited and hot and bothered about this, but it's just something that I knew about for so long and never tried it, and then finally decided to try it. And I'm like, where have you been my whole life? It's so easy. It's affordable. And like, if you're just cooking for one, you get the meals for two and then you eat it like the second half for lunch the next day. Or if you're cooking for two, it's so easy and convenient with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Esther. And you'll love how good it feels and tastes. And you can check out this week's menu and get your first three meals for free. And it's so fun to make these home cooked meals. It's just awesome. blueapron.com/Esther. So check it out. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
You know, I just thought of this. Well, it can't always be mediocre. That's like somebody with low self-esteem. Like really bad low self-esteem. Well, it can't always be mediocre. Like, that's the best they can do. Oh, man. Yeah, well, you got to aim high. You're going to touch electronics soon. That sucks, though, man. I feel so sorry for women. They're so weak and they can't touch electronics and
sensitive.
They're
sensitive.
What else is it that happens with women?
We're just really sensitive, and like, if you know, for example, like if I'm as a woman, if I'm out at a bar and a man approaches me and talks to me,
yes,
and I give that man my number, if he doesn't call me within 14 hours,
terrible,
then my ribs inside my body will slowly disintegrate until he calls me. And then, you know, it's sad and it's tough because, like, you don't want to give your number out to a man that's not going to call you.
Yeah.
Because you...
It's dangerous.
It is dangerous. People don't realize how serious that is. And I just, you know...
It's a problem. Aren't there, like, just wings of hospitals filled with women whose rib cages are disintegrating because these assholes won't call them back?
Yes, there are. And this is, you know what? This is what gets me going politically, honestly. This is what makes it for me, like, why I'm out here doing what I'm doing. I want to be, you know.
You wanted to...
I want
to
be somebody's baby. That's what... And that's a poster that I'm going to sell.
You want to be a girlfriend.
Yes. And then
that's
way,
your goal.
That, well, then, once marriage happens, you actually... You are able to touch electronic devices. Like, it's a lot
You're
easier.
You're fulfilled.
Right. Everything's good, you know. So that's what I'm...
Because women need men.
Exactly. Well, of course.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is so simple, but it's weird. I mean, these are things that I've thought, but I've always been afraid to say.
Yeah, that's...
It takes so much courage to say this stuff and put it out in the world. You're going to take a lot of heat for this.
Thank you. I know.
First of all, most guys have no idea that they've probably killed, like, at least a couple of girls just from not calling them back.
Right. And that's what I just want to expose.
We got to make it a law. Where if a girl gives you her number at a bar,
yes,
and you don't call her back within 14 hours,
yes,
you're gonna do 14 years.
Oh,
how's that? 14 hours or 14 years, motherfucker?
Yeah,
14 years. I'm so sick of these scoundrels out there.
I know.
Because when I go to bars, I get so many phone numbers, and right when I get home, I call them all back.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Honestly,
getting a phone number. I hate humans sometimes. That's such a pathetic thing, you know? Like getting a number.
Right.
Well, I got her number, Dave. Who is that?
I honestly...
She gave me her number. If you get somebody's name, you can get a GPS satellite. If you get somebody's name, you could have missiles launched into their bedroom window within a couple of hours these days. Like, you need a fucking phone number. Ooh, I got her phone number, Jerry.
I've never, I'm honestly thinking about this now. I don't think I've ever given out my phone number. I've like met someone and just given my number out. Like in a...
You have a blog. People can find you. And who communicates with phones anymore anyway? Fucking phones are awful.
Yeah.
Having a phone conversation is so cumbersome.
Yeah.
Something you do when you're bored and driving, right? It's like annoying. I don't want to fucking talk to you. I don't want to text.
Right.
Or emoticons, goddammit.
Oh, I need to get those.
You don't have emoticons on your phone?
No, there's like a special iPhone app where you can do like really
What's
cool
the app?
Ones. I don't... wink. Oh. The app is cool.
I like it because this is product placement and she's doing a good job. Awesome. No. It's a spontaneous conversation. I get it.
Duncan, you're giving me a hard time. I'm trying to do this, you know, like the right way, but whatever.
Yeah, you know, I actually... was so thirsty today, and I got really lucky because my neighbor, I guess he could tell I was thirsty, and he gave me a Diet Coke, and it was so good. It's such a thirst quencher. I was unbelievable. And water wouldn't have done the trick.
Oh, no. I mean, when I'm thirsty, I'm so lucky if someone nearby has a Diet Coke.
They're the best. Oh, my God.
I love Diet Coke.
I love Diet Coke. And one thing that really gets my goat is when I'm at work and they don't have Diet Coke in the fridge, or the Diet Cokes run out all the time in the machines. It's the worst.
Diet Coke
is so good. And I'll tell you what a lot of people don't know about Diet Coke.
Diet Coke?
If you fill, and this is, everyone should do this right away. A lot of people have been commenting on the fact that my skin looks really fucking good right now. Like, everyone's saying it.
You're glowing.
I'm glowing. The mailman's saying this. Everyone's just totally in love with my skin right now.
It's so dewy.
So what? It's dewy and it's
glowy.
Unicorn-y. I think it's like, it feels like, I don't know. I feel like it, when I touch myself, I really feel like I'm God touching some sacred, beautiful thing.
Yes, you're radiating.
Here's
joy.
How I do it.
Tell me, please.
So, how do you take a bath?
When I take a bath, I use a little bit of Kiehl's product to pour a grapefruit. Kiehl's.
I love Kiehl's.
Yes, I pour the Kiehl's into the faucet thing.
Yes.
And then I let the bubbles come about, and then I step on in, and I just make sure there's a washcloth nearby and a bar of Kiehl's soap.
Great soap. I'll tell you something better. Probably would work with it. A lot of people don't know this. So you drink a Diet Coke. What do you do with the can?
Throw it out.
Right. Okay. Here's a little fun thing you can do. You can transform a Diet Coke can by pushing the middle in and putting a toothpick on it with an American flag. You can transform it into an American boat. And when you go in the bath, you float these in the bathtub, and it keeps you in the bath longer. Because it's hard for me to stay in a bath for more than like 20 seconds. But you, so if you're with...
I have that problem all the time.
I call it American boat friends. And so you hang out with the American boats in the tub, and you'll stay in there for an hour to an hour and a half. And you come out of that tub after having used Kiehl's products, and your skin looks great, and that's why everyone's into my skin right now.
Wow. Wowie wow. Wow. That's incredible. Thank you for sharing for our listeners. How lucky are our listeners to now know that secret?
Yeah, do it, guys. Get those boat friends. It's totally the way to go. You'll love it, and it's so fun to take a bath with aluminum, anything, really, but especially Diet Coke.
Do you ever actually take baths?
You know, I do from time to time, but whenever I get in a bathtub, like a full bath, I get really like, what the fuck did I do this for? What? Like, why did I create a pool of water? This isn't going to get me as clean as a shower.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it gets you clean or whatever, but then you got to sit here in there and you burn candles or something. What?
Like, I like baths.
Yeah, well, yeah. Some people love baths. Yeah. There are bath people and there's clean regular people. No, there's bath people and there's shower people. You know what I mean? It's everything. It's the same thing. Baths are obviously, that's how they used to do it back in the old days.
Right.
They would draw a bath. They'd bring water up and heat it up and they'd draw a bath. And everyone was taking baths back then. It was really popular. Bath
yes.
Wow. I like jet tubs.
Oh.
I like hot tubs.
I don't like hot tubs because there's so many chemicals. Right? Then it's like, that's a weird, different, new territory.
I know, but I mean, there's more room to move around. I feel kind of claustrophobic in a bathtub.
Oh. Maybe that's why I like them, is because I'm really small.
They're like water coffins. You're like laying in a, it's like being in a coffin filled with water. It's spooky, man. I don't want to be in that.
That's creeping me out now. I don't want to think about that. Baths are like my safe place.
Not anymore. They're water coffins. Do you know how dangerous it is to take a bath? Do you know how many people, the final movement that a person makes, one of the final things a person does is try to get out of a bathtub all over the world every day. Hundreds of people trying to get out of a bathtub stand up, and when you're, it's, they're not safe.
Right. You know what is actually...
This thing's going to kill you, Esther. You got to stop it, Esther. You got to start taking showers.
Yeah, I know. I truly can't. Actually, my mom, one time my neighbor, like when I was growing up, one of my neighbors, like we didn't hear from them for a while. And so they're like old people and an old guy that lived there. And then their kid like called my mom and be like, can you go check on him and see what's up? And my mom went into the house and went into the bathroom and there he was in the bathtub, dead.
They kill our greatest stars. They took Whitney from us. Do you realize that?
Yes.
Everyone's like, oh, it's the cocaine. Fuck you. It was the fucking bathtub, motherfucker. These are the bathtub lobbyists. They're out there. Oh, no, the bathtubs aren't the things doing this. But they fucking kill everyone. Who died in a bathtub? Ask me who died in a bathtub.
Who died
in Jim Morrison.
Oh, man.
They took Jim Morrison. They took Whitney.
You know what? I'm even now starting to think, what if Elvis didn't die in the toilet? He died in a bathtub.
What was he next to?
Yeah.
What was he next to? A fucking bathtub. The thing killed him. I don't know how it did it. It just reared up and did something to him. Who the fuck knows?
Oh, God.
These fucking bathtub people. Oh, every time you pour water into that thing and feed its evil, because that's what they live on. Don't you know that? Bathtubs live on filth water. They love it. They eat our skin. They eat all the grime and oil.
I took a bath today.
Yeah, and you fed a demon. Bathtubs are perverts. They like to pretend to be comfortable places to relax.
Yeah, but they're just so safe and warm. And
that's what they do.
I felt like I was getting a warm hug from a bathtub.
Sure. That's what they do.
Wow.
That's how they trick you. Meanwhile, where do you know where your bathwater's going?
Tell me.
Do you ever analyze? You don't even analyze that, do you? Don't look, you don't follow it down.
I don't.
Follow it down someday. Follow it fucking down. You will stop taking baths.
This podcast.
It's a whole different pipe.
No, I'm aging because of how hard I'm laughing. Like, my face is
aging. Shouldn't
be aging
you.
That's just, now I'm frightened. I get frightened.
You should be.
The last time I did a podcast with you, I was frightened afterwards.
Wake up, America! No, I just, look, you, if you want to keep taking baths, keep taking baths. It's your thing. And I have friends who are on heroin. I have friends free jump.
What's free jump?
Jump off high buildings with no parachute. In some countries, they call it suicide, but it's free jumping.
Oh, my God. I guess this is what I should do at the end of my podcast, is I should ask you, the guest, what if you have to think of, like, one thing that makes you feel like you're just a weirdo?
Mm-hmm.
Not that you haven't already touched on quite a few.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe, you know, something that you thought you would be as an adult and that you're not. Something like...
I rub Rogaine into a bald spot on the top of my head twice a day.
Do you really?
Yes. That makes me feel fucked up. Because I look at myself and, like, I have to, like, put the bathroom mirror a certain way because I have to look at the bald spot because you have to rub it into this growing thing, a pink moon, like Nick Drake pink. It's a little, like a little salami thing up there that's like, that if I don't wage war with it, it will spread. And it might just spread. I might just have to end up shaving my fucking head one day.
Does that help? Does Rogaine help?
Not yet.
No?
But I just started. But it takes time. It takes months, and maybe you'll just get a little bit. I mean, ultimately, the fear of going bald is the fear of death. It's just a,
right.
You're just like, oh, I'm clearly getting older. So that makes me feel embarrassed because why the fuck am I worried about hair follicles coming out of my the top of my head?
It's hair.
Yeah, but it looks dumb. Like when I go around, it's like. Things that bother you, you'll know what's bothering you the most because it's what you see in other people. So, because it comes out of the background. Yeah. When I go to fucking get coffee at Starbucks, if I see a bald spot, I'm immediately like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, God, that's a little worse than mine. Or I'm like, his bald, you know, it just looks like his hair is coming back.
Right. I'm like that. I'm really judgmental for women, like their weight. I'm like, oh my God, she's like getting a little fatter. Cause that's my like thing that I'm like, my stomach,
You're worried about your weight.
Yeah, totally. And so I see it in other people and I'm judgy about it.
But that's
You're just judging yourself.
Which is what you're worried about you. And so you see it in someone else. So it's like, you can always tell when anyone's complaining.
Yeah.
About whatever the thing is. Whatever the thing is, if someone keeps complaining and complaining and complaining about the thing, it's them that they're complaining about.
Yeah.
You know?
I wonder, I think like the weirdest, one of the weird things like for me that I'm feeling right now is because I had my friend move in with me and she's like, she's a babysitter. Like that's how she pays like her bills and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so she kind of like treats me sometimes like she's babysitting me and it's like amazing. Like she's like a caretaker for me sometimes.
You like it.
And I'm like, it's just the best thing in the world.
Like, you like it.
I love it.
You want to be an adult baby. Is that what you want? You want to do the thing where you get in a crib and you have rattles and people put like milk into your mouth and feed you with milk?
It's not like that. It's just like someone that's like almost kind of just parenting you, like making sure that you're like, you eat lunch or like.
You ever gotten tied up before?
No. No of you?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. You've never gotten like. Now, I don't know if you want this in your podcast. Now I've turned the tables on you.
The Duncan Trussell family.
You've never gotten tied up to like a chair or to a...
No. Never. I don't see the correlation.
Well, you might be into like being dominated.
Oh, not... I mean, no one's ever tied me up. No.
Like, that idea of, like, being taken care of is, like, in the same family of, like, enjoying getting your arms tied to a fucking posts and flogged by someone wearing a pig's mask.
No.
With techno music playing and fucking steam going all over
you. Is there really a correlation? I mean, I guess I could see that that's a correlation, but that's not the way I see
it. You've never tried it, so you don't know.
That's true. I have never tried it. I could try that and fall in love with that, but I just see it as a very basic of thing of like, this makes me feel like I'm a child. And this reminds me of like when my parents took care of me.
Can I ask you another vulgar question?
Sure.
You like getting spanked?
I don't. It's not like I love
it. The pause says everything, doesn't it?
No.
Ask me if I like being spanked.
Do you like being
spanked? No. I don't.
I really don't. I'm really being honest. Like, yes. I feel like guys like to do that. And I'm like, okay. My whole, like, sexual, like, the way that I handle it is I'm very just like, it's kind of like, I don't know if laissez-faire is the right term, but I'm just like, whatever you do is, let's just do that. I'm not like, you know.
That's going to get you in trouble. But that thing you just said, isn't that like the essence of submission there?
Yeah. You're
like, yeah, just do whatever you want.
I mean, I haven't crossed any weird paths.
You got to meet my friend, Mistress Justine Cross. She would totally teach you everything. You can go visit her.
Maybe I will.
She'll give you a deal.
Nice.
She would probably do it. I don't know if she'd do it for free. I don't know.
She's
a dominatrix.
Right. Interesting.
You never know. I mean, so many people, it's like, who knows? Everyone out there listening to this, you just try everything. I mean, you never know.
Well, that's like we're the exact opposite in that because you try everything and I try nothing. And I think you forget that like I still, like I'm not going to go to some dominatrix and try that when I haven't even tried alcohol yet. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like you try everything. I don't try things. Unless you've seen my video, Little Esther Tries Things on YouTube.
Then you tried everything. Was that fake?
No.
So you really got, you drank for the...
It wasn't fake in the sense that I was trying it, but I'd spit it out. You could see in the video.
Well, you just have to be careful within reason, you know? I mean, drinking is whatever. Alcohol, avoiding alcohol is fine, but, you know, you never know. Who knows? You never know, Esther. I mean, if someone's lucky enough to stumble upon some kind of disgusting fetish and realize that they like it, it's like hitting the jackpot,
it's
isn't
true.
It?
It's true.
Because now for the rest of your life, you have some crazy... freakish thing that you can look forward to from time to time.
Right.
As opposed to what? Not having something like that. Everyone should have some awful, embarrassing fetish.
Yeah.
It's like sad if you don't. It's like not being able to read.
It's like finding, just finding something you like and you're into. The last thing I found that I liked and that I'm into is this pop singer, Aubrey O'Day. Just a little thing. I like
Aubrey O'Day?
Yeah, I like Google imaging her and looking at her pictures.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's really fun. And that's something fun that I found that's exciting to do.
It's fun. So you have a crush on, I mean, not like a, what, you know, like a bromance or whatever. You have like a, you want like looking at her pictures?
Yeah. Well, I don't, it's a weird line that I have with like, the way that I admire women, but it's, yeah, I just think she's cool and have, like, a weird crush on her.
What's the weird line?
I don't know. Like, it's, I just behave very weirdly with women. Like, I the way that I, if I was an outsider looking in, I feel like when I meet women, I treat them the way that men treat them. Like, I'm just, like, I want them to feel very comfortable and, like, I'm, like, just, it's almost like I'm hitting on them. That's, I really feel like I hit on women constantly. And I don't know why.
Yeah, maybe you should hire some detectives to help you figure it out.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Sounds really mysterious. Hey, any scientists out there, if there are any scientists or psychologists listening, can you guys help us uncover why little Esther might be
lesbian.
Hitting on women?
I'm not a lesbian.
Listen, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I can't identify this stuff. And why do you have to label yourself like you're a lesbian?
It's not sexual.
No, I didn't say it was. And I'm not certainly not accusing you of being a lesbian at all. At all. I don't even believe... Lesbian, like, who knows? Like, what is that really? I mean, there are, like... There are so that the term lesbian is, like, referring to, like, such a wide spectrum, isn't it? Is it, like, you can land anywhere on there and, like, certain parts of the spectrum are universally accepted. I mean, don't you listen to fucking Katy Perry?
Right. Right. I do.
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
You know what's funny is that trailer for her movie.
I can't wait. We went to see, Esther and I went to see Titanic in 3D, and there's a fucking Katy Perry 3D movie coming out that's going to lower IQ points in such a severe way across this country.
But Duncan, I have to tell you, like, I kind of probably might see it.
Oh, I am going to see that. I'm not only going, I'm going there. I'm going to go there, and I am fucking taking some ecstasy when I go to see it. I want to take pharmaceutical grade MDMA and see if it will make me like Katy Perry, because my theory is that it won't.
Right.
And I can take pharmaceutical MDMA and think about anything and love it. So I want to see if Katy Perry's like the ultimate test to see if, like, because if it'll make me like Katy Perry,
well,
then it's the greatest drug of all time.
I'm just, honestly, I'm surprised, like, coming from where you come from, because a lot of people think, like, they compare, like, Gaga and Katy Perry. Like, I'm surprised you're not on.
Okay. So I guess we're wrapping up?
Yeah.
It's a low blow, and it's a weird way to get out. I get it, though. Okay.
I'm sorry, Duncan.
I called you a lesbian. Now you're...
Did you call me a lesbian?
No, I didn't. I mean, I did a joke, like, oh, there's scientists out there.
No, but you said were being serious, and you made me feel girls. Like you were calling me a lesbian.
Yeah, you said I hit on girls all the time. That's weird.
What?
And so then I said,
you're acting like it's not weird that I would assume you would be, like, because I, for example, there's, like, a lot of teenage girls are, like, pro Katy Perry, pro Lady Gaga. Like, I would assume you'd be on that one team.
It's not just teenage girls that fucking, like, a lot of people like Lady Gaga. It's not just teenage girls. So a lot of people like her, and a lot, like, I get it. And I'm glad that she is getting love from everybody. And I think it's fine.
Okay.
And I want her to be successful. Duncan, I wanted her to be successful.
Duncan, stop. Everyone can tell.
Tell what?
Nothing. I'm sorry.
They can tell that I want someone to be successful.
No.
That I'm glad someone's successful. They can tell what? What do they tell? Duncan, what are your fans?
Duncan, you're
right
making
now?
It Duncan, obvious that you're bitter about this.
I'm not bitter. Why would I be fucking bitter? She's fucking... She's fucking sells out anywhere she goes, she fucking sells out, you know? And that's good. That makes me happy. I want her to fucking have a great tour, and I want her albums to be fine, because the little time we shared together was enough for me. Just fine.
Okay. Do we need to cut, or we'll just keep going through this one? Okay, let's just wrap this up. Okay. All right, you guys. Thank you so... Are you okay? Can you get a tissue box or something?
I don't need a fucking tissue. I'm totally fucking fine. Okay. Esther, just wrap up the goddamn podcast.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, it's not like you didn't call me a lesbian. So let's just... All right, you guys.
It's like I didn't call you a lesbian.
No, just stop, okay? Stop. Thank you. All right, you guys. Everything's great here. We're happy, positive energy throughout. Thank you so
Comics
much.
Comics who are going to be a guest on Little Esther's podcast, wear a bulletproof vest.
Duncan, come on. Seriously?
Over your heart.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I know you don't mean that.
Well, you're going to do ambush style podcast?
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening to the possibly titled Weird Adults podcast. A special thank you to Duncan, come back.
I'm here. What? Come back from what? I'm totally fucking
come
here.
Come back down to Earth.
Hi. Thank you for letting me do your podcast. It was really a great pleasure. Thanks, everyone. I hope you're doing great. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
Do I have any control over what goes into this? Or
yes, you will.
You made me sign like 20 fucking things.
It's just we needed a release for this, and that's standard. Everyone who does a podcast has a release signed. Everyone now these days.
Okay.
It's just a part of the game. Okay. All right, guys. Thank you again, and we'll see you next time. Thanks, Duncan.
You're welcome.
FairLaudio.com is an artist-friendly podcast collective hosted by Castmates.fm. Host Royal Podcast Hat, Castmates.fm. Today, all of our artists reserve the rights to their materials. Your donations directly support our favorite artists, help pay for their show's production, and keep your favorite shows free. Music by The Fancy. We are TheFancy.net. Visit FairLaudio.com for other original shows and learn about our community of artists that help make this collective possible. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
I want to tell you guys about a really cool thing that Randy and I have been working on, and Dan's been involved in this as well.
Yes, we're building a fort.
We are building a fort.
In some ways, we kind of are.
A comedy fort of sorts.
One of my favorite things that I see on social media is when someone posts a text chain between them and their mom, or them and a funny friend.
Or two comedians.
Two comedians, and you get to see the interaction back and forth, which is so fun. At times, there are text chains that we are on, the three of us, that the funniest things ever that only the three of us get to see. So we had the idea, along with a couple other people, wouldn't it be great to allow people to be a fly on the wall of these conversations that happen between funny friends of ours and funny people just back and forth? To us, it would be really fun. And so that is sort of the germ of the idea of a special app called Banter. And we want you guys to try it and check it out. All you got to do is sign up for it. It's free. Find it in the App Store. It's called Banter, B-A-N-T-E-R. Get the app. It's free. And we want you guys to check it out and just pick conversations that are between two people. And the conversations play out in real time. And you get to hear it. It's curated, so nobody's going to be embarrassed.
Right.
It's the best stuff. But again, if you have a couple of minutes, you're sitting on the toilet, you're waiting for a train, you're hanging out somewhere, when you want something, because so many times this happens to me where I want
just a quick blast of something funny.
A quick blast of something, and Twitter doesn't give it to me. I want to see this conversation happening between two really funny people and just get a laugh. We all need that in our day. So in order to do that, check out Banter and just download the app and let us know what you think about it.